This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi, loves. Welcome back to another episode of Not Basic Blonde podcast. I have a surprise for you. I have an incredible guest today that I am a huge fan of. I love her songs and I personally make reels, TikToks, and I listen to her songs all the time. And I was honored to have Queen Herbie on my podcast. I'm sure you guys heard her songs as well on the radio, on TikTok, on Instagram, and even on TV, truly commercial. So my guest today is famous Queen Herbie. She's an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and entrepreneur. Born and raised in Nebraska, she first gained her fame as a part of the music duo Carmen, with which she released two studio albums. Following the duo in 2017, she began the solo project Queen Herbie, which incorporated R&B and hip-hop influences. She released her first solo extended play on June 2017, and she released her debut album, A Woman, on May 21st, 2021. So today, Queen Herbie and I will be discussing so many great and interesting topics. She will be sharing her success story and how to stay inspired, what helps her to stay inspired, how can you become an artist nowadays, and also we'll be talking about personal growth and entrepreneurship and so much more. But before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, beautiful. I'm so honored and so glad to have you on my podcast. I've been a huge fan, like your songs all over TikTok, all over Instagram, now even all over TV commercials, you know, that truly commercial.
I still can't believe that happened. How cool is that?
I don't know. I want to hear, how did it happen? Like, how did you start your career? How did you become so famous?
Oh, please. I want to know this about you. I just found you on Instagram. Thank you for inviting me onto your gorgeous podcast. But I was like, this woman is a force. Like, you really, I feel like we have so much in common. So I can't wait to dig in.
Yeah, we do, as far as style and everything we always express about ourselves. So I guess let's dive in. So please tell listeners about yourself and career. How did you get into music?
Hey, y'all. I am Queen Herbie, and I am a rapper and a singer and a songwriter and an artist. Sometimes I'm a healer. I'm really into the healing arts. I'm finding that all of these hobbies of mine are all artistic. And then I have this new theory that all of you who are listening, our gorgeous host included, are all artists as well. So I've actually just got into the podcast game a few weeks ago with my own podcast, House of Herbie. So once a week, I go there and talk about what it's like to live a creative life, because this is something that is new in this new world. Like, we are now free to be completely ourselves. And I think that's my whole, that's what all my songs are about. You can stream me on all the platforms and follow me everywhere too.
So true. Now in our days, like nowadays, we are so free to do whatever we want and we can put it on our platforms. And actually, you know, everyone can see it. It's not as hard as it used to be before. And especially music, like if you produce a nice soundtrack, everyone picks it up and it becomes like viral on TikTok or Instagram, like yours was and still is. Like you have so many nice tracks that like so nice words and music as well. How did you do it? What
girl
inspires you?
Well, we can go way back to growing up. So I grew up in Nebraska, which is in the middle of America. There's, you know, cows and church and really, really, really nice people. But not a whole lot of different cultures, not a whole lot of like, yeah, not a lot of diversity. So as soon as I got into 17, 18 years old, I was like, shit, where am I going to go to college? So I found a music school in Boston called Berklee. And I was so lucky to get into that college with a scholarship because it was also very expensive, you know, going from Nebraska to Boston was like, whoa, big change. My first taste of freedom. And I knew I wanted to be a music artist. I just didn't know how, because it was very mysterious. 10 years ago, it was really difficult to even think about putting out your own song, let alone promoting it yourself, doing all these, you'd had to have a record label. So even after music college, I was like, what is going, I don't even know what I'm doing. I better just post YouTube videos. So I met this really cute boy who was a trombone performance major. And his name is Nick. And he and I started a band called Carmen, Carmen with a K. And we blew up on YouTube. So it was like fate, like just destiny just happened. And it was so overwhelming and magical. And we signed a big record deal with LA Reid. And it was so magical. And then we realized one day, wow, we didn't even like really think about what we wanted. You know, we kind of, I think a big, a beautiful thing about folks from Nebraska is they're always looking to help other people. It's something I still love to do, but it's sometimes can be a detriment. If you're a people pleaser, for example, you sort of lose yourself in helping other people get what they want. And so after a few years on the record label, we had to leave. We had to go and we knew that we loved doing things ourselves. That's how we got hit there in the first place, was very DIY energy. And that's how we started Queen Herbie, by leaving that life behind, which everyone said, you're crazy. Well, how could you leave this platinum selling pop band behind? And we just knew that our vision for what we wanted to do was so different and that we would have so much more satisfaction doing it ourselves.
Yeah, you followed your heart. Sometimes it's very important to follow your heart and your gut feeling that you have bigger goals and something bigger for you ahead. So,
yes, it's scary though. I mean, you would, as a Nebraska girl, I was like, I need a job, I need health insurance, I need benefits, I need to know that I'm going to be okay financially. Even after Carmen, it was like, what if we lose all our money and our house and all this stuff? And it took 5 years. It's been 5 years now. And the growth has just been consistent. And that is my, what I've learned is my favorite feeling is I don't care if I'm making $100 million or $10, as long as there's growth and evolution and continuing to like discover my artist at a deeper, deeper level. That's all I need.
And I also admire you how you stayed strong throughout this time, because it could be stressful. And when you're stressful, you can't really create and you can have your creative juices flowing, and you still kept yourself focused and you still had all your creation out there. So you could actually produce so much greatness.
Thank you. I was thinking the same thing the other day, because I've been going through another big transformation. You know, you have to sort of learn how to speak to your, to that little girl who lives in you. And you have to say, okay, it's just one of those times where you're changing a lot. And sometimes in those times you have no songs to write, and then they just all come flooding back to you, which is why I'm so excited. I have new music coming in October.
Wow, and you will have new tracks or like how many or new album? What do you will have?
I've decided to put out just two new
Oh.
tracks in October that are just like, because you know we love Halloween, but
Yeah,
it's Halloween. So we're celebrating Halloween with two spooky bops that are so, I am so excited about them. We shot a music video for one of the song, which I haven't done that in years since before the pandemic. So it's time to get back in the game.
I really love it. Wow. And you were saying before that about me, you've seen me on Instagram and everything. I've been like your fan for a really long time, but sometimes, you because of so many profiles, you don't even see like your own followers. And that's why probably.
I know, it's like, hey girl.
Yeah.
And if you're, if you are on social media every day, which
Yeah.
you should, if you want to promote your art and stay independent. I know if you have a record label or a business partner that's carrying most of the marketing for you, it's okay. But for people like us, we run our own business. So it is hard. Sometimes you find out there's an amazing person following you and you didn't even weren't even aware.
And how do you find motivation to write songs? Like, basically, I'm speechless because your songs just always on point.
Babe, thank you. I love writing. I love sitting and perfecting the words, especially when you write music. Like you can write blogs and that's also amazing. Books, but when you write a song, it's so strict. You have a certain amount of time to say something and you have to say it in a way that sort of comes back in a pattern. So this is why I love hip hop so much, because I feel like in the form of rapping, it's more of a conversational thing. It's much more complex than like singing melodies. Although some of my melodies are complex too, probably influenced by hip hop mostly. So even my singing is, my writing is so free because of all of these, especially Black artists that I grew up listening to that are so. They just paved the way for folks like me to be able to make this art.
It's incredible. What helps you to stay strong and motivated and inspired? Because there is so many, so much distraction going on around all the time, but you still have to have your best game on.
It's so intense, isn't it? Like, how do you stay positive? How do you stay so, how do you? How does your skin say so clear? It's like it's crazy out here. Life is continuing to become more complex, and I think we're reaching a point where we have a choice to either be negative and don't have clear skin or to be positive and have clear skin. It's like this is the turning point for a lot of people, and I am excited that I have, a catalog of music that is not very many love songs. Let's be honest. I'm not really concerned. I have a great life partner and we do a lot of amazing stuff together, but I love to write songs about discovering who you are and removing fear and how to deal with toxic people. I think these are all, this is what keeps me going because I realize that the world needs it.
So true, and your songs totally speak to, I guess, our generation, like I guess 21 to 45, even more age group. And it's like it feels like you're talking to me, and it feels like you're my friend, and you're telling me that. So,
Well, I am talking to you and I am your friend.
yeah,
That's the truth. That is the tea.
yeah.
I think about you. I think about my listeners when I'm writing the song, right? So I'll be going through something like, wow, I'm going through a train. I want to change my hair to orange. And oh, it's so uncomfortable. I hate this uncomfortable feeling. And then I'm like, oh, all you other bad bitches are going through the same thing. And so then that makes me, you inspire me to then continue to write these songs.
Amazing. Actually, I had hair like yours when I was like 17. It was like my favorite all the time. It was like sometimes it was this color, sometimes it was even pink. I had
Yes.
it for a while, and I had it short too.
It's so liberating. It's like, I just love to change my hair. It's my favorite.
I haven't been changing mine for a while, but I think I like blonde, but before I was very like experimental with my hair.
It's so cool. I know there's two types of people, people that keep the hair the same forever and people that are just down to try whatever.
Yeah, I see it a lot, especially on social media, and sometimes girls change it. Oh, I'm doing like my winter hair or summer highlights.
I know, that's really advanced. That's like the bougie, like all the different types of blonde. I'm like, how? It's an art form, because when I bleached this, it was just orange, you know? It was like, oh, cool, I'm just going to dye it orange. But I can't imagine how much time it takes to make the perfect blonde. It's difficult.
5 hours. In hair salon. I'm going to get my hair done tomorrow, so because you know the highlights take a long time when they do the foils.
And it's so you have to be careful not to damage it.
Yeah, it's like it's toning and all that, so yeah.
5 hours. What do you do when you're sitting at the salon for 5 hours?
Well, it's my friend kind. I mean, like it became my friend for this many years, for 6 years now, and we just talk and work on my phone basically.
So. Yep. It's like doing work and then like having friend time. That's it. Yeah. Well, shout out to everybody who has the patience, because that's incredible.
I know, right? And also I love how you do all this cleanses when you say stop scrolling. I'm doing a cleanse for you. I'm doing a card pull. How did you start it? And how do you cleanse yourself? Because it's a lot of energy you absorb every day. And especially when you're in the public eye, there is like a lot of it. And I'm very sensitive to energies myself. And like, I can feel people's energies. And I do need like some cleanse sometimes, because it gets overwhelming.
Ooh, I'm glad you said it perfectly. I think it's cool now to be aware that, oh, I am sensitive. It's okay. Like a lot in the past, we said, oh, she's just weak. She needs to just, you know, get her shit together. And this is all other folks' energies depositing on you. And if you don't know how to put up a protective barrier, energetically speaking, I'm just reading about this right now. So I'm by no means an expert. If you really want to learn about this, I would seek out there's some Reiki. There's some practitioners that do the Reiki healing, which I'm a certified level 2 Reiki healer, but there's some Reiki masters out there that will blow your mind and teach you how to put up that protective energy. It just helps you. It's a very subtle level of awareness where you're like, okay, cool. If I can control my field better, then I won't get as burnt out. I won't get into an anxiety spiral. Those things are not your fault, babe. Those things are not your fault. It's you're interacting with a lot of different vibrations every day. So started doing the aura cleanses during the pandemic, because I realized that everybody was completely fried. I mean, there were nurses and healthcare workers that were working like 24/7. And just around so much chaos and death and pain. And I just could not imagine it. Besides, like, we would step out onto our patio and applaud them every night during the pandemic here in downtown LA. But I was like, damn, who's taking care of them? And then I was on Instagram, like, wait, who's taking care of my listeners? Maybe it's okay for you to love my music and to love me and send me energy. But I was like, I need to send energy to my babes. So I started doing it just intuitively. Like I've always felt energy in my hands, which is one of like the, there's like 6 psychic talents you can have. Like clairaudience is when you can hear things. Clairsentience is, there's all these, they call them the clairs. And I was like, oh, I've always had this thing with my hands. So I started doing it and it resonated. And I was like, damn, is it this easy for me to help you? I love that. I'm going to study it. And so I'm kind of in the midst of my studies now. And it's really cool. It's a form of magic, I'd like to say.
Wow, I love it. Yeah. What's next for you? Are you producing more songs? Or I know you're writing songs for commercial now. I mean, your songs are commercials. So you have some songs now.
Well, let me tell you how that commercial. So
when
this truly, yes. How cool is this? So Truly hard seltzer, which, by the way, when we go to parties, like, we are usually drinking Trulies. It's become a joke. We're like, wow, do you have any Trulies? And then,
like, they have to make me their ambassador, because I was advertising them even before any of the hard seltzers were on the market. Like, so many years ago, I think it was 5-6 years ago, they were none except Truly. And I discovered in, I think, Whole Foods or somewhere. And I showed it to my friend. She was like, wow, that's a cool idea. And that's when it started. And then all these companies rolled out with all these hard seltzers.
Isn't that so funny? It's like replacing beer or something. It's just easy. But we always were a fan. We always get the mixed berry or the mango, you know. And then they hit us up and we're like, we want to use this song. And I was like, what? Like, this is so cool, because usually you don't get those opportunities unless you're on a major label or if you're like a big, big artist. So it was really special to me, and then also to my listeners, because we all feel validated now, like, oh yeah, we do have bops. And it was really the kids on TikTok and Instagram that blew that song up in the first place. So I have to thank y'all for that. You are, if you've seen the Queen Herbie on the TV commercial, it's your fault.
But it's like, major brands don't accept just any song. Usually they use some songs that were already popular for many years, but for you to have your song on TV commercial, it's a big deal. And do they actually, I mean, what about other things? Like, how did you even decide to do that?
They reached out and they were like, we want to use this song. And I was like, oh, no way. This is the one that's blowing up on TikTok. And yeah, so they had to talk to my manager and publisher and everybody and clear everything. But it was a no-brainer. It's like, you get paid a little bit and you get that promotion. So now there's all these people trying to figure out, what song is that from the Truly commercial? And so it's this beautiful, like, reciprocal thing.
Yeah, every time I watch this commercial, I think of you. And I was like, oh, so nice.
Thank you.
And what's the process look like for the song? When you write the song, or when somebody wants to become an artist, how does it work? And do you have to have a special talent, or you have to have some skills, or you can learn it in the process?
So the process of making a song is different for everybody. Are you a singer or anything? Have you ever tried making music?
I'm not disclosing it yet, but I have something going on.
Okay. So, you know, it is a different process for every artist, which is again, why on my podcast, we just talk about this constantly, because a lot of times if you're creative, you're scared to even start. You're like, oh, I don't even know if I'm doing this right. There are no rules, not at all. And so for us, the process is really simple. My partner, Nick, will make a beat. Like, he'll just make an instrumental track that inspires me. And I'll say, okay, wow, this song is about sugar daddies. And then you start to put down. So often we will sit at the microphone and just say gibberish first. So it'll be like the beat. And I'll be like, did the Mickey's at the magic clubbing and then my bitches love. And then I'll go back later once we get that's called a cadence. So if you find like what the rhythm is or the melody, you get that first. This is our process. And then you finish the lyrics last. That's like our favorite way to do it.
Very interesting. And when you submit songs, do you get royalties on it, or you have to have it with a record label, or you can just be an independent artist?
This is the amazing part, is that you can now upload your music yourself through DistroKid or TuneCore. There's a couple other companies that can do this for you, and it's like $20 for the whole year. For the whole year, they host your music, they collect all your statistics for you, and they pay you every month all of your royalties for the recording.
That's amazing how it became kind of easier for the artists, because before it was crazy, like, to get in the studio and to get all this recorded. It was so expensive, and to promote the song, it was so difficult.
So difficult. And now it's all about your creative ingenuity. Like, how much of a genius can you be to market your song in a creative way? Because the way it used to be was, oh, I have a new song out and you should click here. And now it's like the best marketers are like Doja Cat and Lil Nas X. It's like they like almost trolling the internet, like making it a joke so that you laugh and you feel joy and then you stream it.
Yeah. What about Nicki Minaj's song?
It's amazing.
The latest one came out. Like, she has to be so bold to do that, to put it in the public eye and to have it. What if kids listening to it?
Right, right. And
it's on the radio all the time.
That was a big challenge. When I was in Carmen in the first, my first project, it was very clean. I got famous for like rapping like Busta Rhymes, but I took all the cursing out. Because when you grow up in the church and you want to respect your family, and I don't want my grandmother to hear me saying fuck, you know, that's scary. But then, I mean, you turn 30 and you're like, well, listen, I'm my own woman now. I can say what I want. And it frees you to really, so I'm sure Nicki Minaj of all people is the most liberated, free artist she can be. This is why we're getting such great music from her still.
Yeah, it's so true. I think because she just doesn't care and she just puts herself out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We love to see it. We love freedom. So that's what I always encourage in my listeners. I'm like, you're an artist and you're a genius.
Yeah. It's like, it was hard for me when I was starting blogging, because back in 2017, 2018, everyone was trying to be kind of on trend, trying to blend in. And I was like, I came up with a name, Not Basic Blonde. And everybody was like, oh no, you're trying to be here kind of like, you know, basic. And here is Not Basic. No, we don't want to support you. So I have many supporters, and like some of the blogger girls were not really, you know, being friends with me. But later, like 2021, 2022, it definitely changed. I guess after pandemic, people changed and they stopped caring about somebody's opinion. And now, which my brand already was about just expressing yourself, like being you, being unique, never basic. And now everyone, every brand out there is trying to say, oh, just be you, express yourself.
Isn't it so fun being the first to do something? That's really, once you learn, if you're the kind of girl who wants to be the first, you just got to have big balls. You got to have BDE.
Yeah, you just shouldn't care, because I mean, people's opinions don't pay your bills.
Ooh, say it again.
Yeah, and who cares what they think? Because I mean, at the end of the day, it's you living your life and no one else can live it for you. They might say whatever they want to say, but who knows what's going on in their life and why they say it. Maybe they don't even think that. Maybe they even think the opposite. And
so true. It's kind of mind-blowing, because I again, in my past life as Carmen, it was kind of funny, because I named the band Carmen because I thought karma was a cool word, but karma is actually your hard lessons that you learn in your life, like the things you learn to help your soul develop to a higher level. So of course, it was a challenge for me to let go of other people's opinions and just be my full self. And now, 5 years into proclaiming myself as a queen, I'm still discovering more and more and more, and like how magnificent I am as an artist. And that I have goosebumps just like thinking about all of you discovering that on your path.
Yeah, you still can totally relate to our generation, and they blow up so fast, and especially with TikTok now, it's just like you put anything out there and it becomes viral. So
you never know, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy.
And what's also beautiful about this is that we found each other. Mm-hmm. So if you have if you grow a pair of big balls and you start doing exactly what you want to do and don't care about other people, you're going to find your people. You're going to find your tribe and people that are like you. And it makes life so much richer because then you feel like you belong and then you can learn. And it's just so, it's so much more fun.
So true. And then it makes you think that all these people that were not wanted to be friends with you before were not even mean to be in your circle. So it's sometimes it's crazy how life filters out what we don't need, but in that moment we just don't realize it and we get so sad and upset because we feel left out maybe. But when you realize it, then you understand why you had to go through that.
That's the hardest thing, is to accept that someone else is just not ready for your brilliance. Or a lot of times the people that are triggered by your uniqueness are themselves suppressed and they can't express their genius. And that's so sad, because you have to let go of, you can't tell someone to free themselves. They have to choose. And so that was like one of the biggest lessons for me was, okay, I can't control this person, but most likely they're only bothering me because they're angry or jealous that they can't dye their hair orange too.
Because it triggers them and they don't allow themselves to do that.
Yeah. Because if they were living in their true power and their true essence, they wouldn't even have time to.
Exactly. Make,
like, yeah.
And when I have haters on internet or whatever, I don't even pay attention to them. I just like wish them great day sometimes, or just wish them luck, because I mean, they don't do it out of being so happy with their lives. They're doing it because they're so miserable with themselves.
And just by telling them genuinely, oh, I'm sorry, have a great day, you probably just made their whole day. That's pretty cool.
Probably. Oh, some people are so uncomfortable with change and transformation. I mean, change is very uncomfortable all the time, but accept that and kind of learn how to be comfortable being uncomfortable. That's a challenging part. What do you do when you go through changes or transformation? Ooh.
Well, I have really good days and I have really bad days. This is how I know I'm going through a transformation, because you have days where you can see the new you like staring at you. You're like, yes, bitch, I've been waiting for you. This is, you can see it. It's all clear. You're like, easy. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, all the old programs are still playing in your brain. You're like, no, I'm not having negative thoughts today. I said I was not going to have negative thoughts anymore. So you do have this kind of a fluctuation, like a swinging back and forth of the pendulum kind of. And so slowly it gets back to center. And that's when I feel like you've arrived into this new version of yourself. And I hate to break it to you, but you're going to go through this a lot. If you allow it. Some people do shut themselves off and don't allow themselves to evolve and grow. And that's okay too. There's no judgment. There's no rush. But I'm the type of girl who's like, okay, let's do this. Like, cause I'm also making art. So it's nice. It's not, you're not always getting the same art from me, because it's a different girl every, you know, 5 or 6 years. Sometimes it's faster. Sometimes it's every 2 years. The pandemic feels like it sped everything up. So the way that I survive this is I try to observe what's happening in my brain rather than to get completely lost in it. Knowing that those bad days are just a chance for me to sit back and say, oh, good job, bitch. You caught yourself again. You're getting it. You're getting it. You just need to be patient and give yourself a lot of space and grace to do that.
And when you have the days when you have to do something, when you have to create the song, but you totally don't feel like it, and sometimes the inspiration is not there, what do you do to pump yourself up?
Well, this happened to me just yesterday. And I was so mad for so like, just like 2 or 3 hours. I was so mad. And my partner, Nick, was like, look, why don't we just go drive to like Beverly Hills and let's walk around the Gucci store, which I know is something that always helps me to be inspired and to forget about what's bothering me. So I have a little list of things that I like to do when I get stuck. And it's important. The last thing you want to do when you're stuck is to pull yourself out and do something different. You just want to stay in this loop of anger. So it's helpful because I have a partner to help me with this. But if you can make yourself a list, and I have it posted in my office, I know, you know, if I could go for a walk, it doesn't have to be the Gucci store. You could go for a quick walk around your neighborhood, or sometimes it's watching one episode of your favorite show and it's just pull you right out. I love taking some like hot bath with lavender bath salts. For some reason, that always resets my whole aura. So find your little witchy methods that will help you through this. And remember that Queen Herbie said, you know, this is a normal part of your evolution as an artist.
I totally used to get those moments and I would be so mad at myself that I can't do it. I don't want to do it. And I'm trying to like, I'm sitting there pushing myself to do it, but it's not happening. But I like how you said it, make a list of things that will take you kind of out of it. So you will kind of forget about it for a minute and then go back to it. And also I noticed with things that when people go through transformation, if you don't go through transformation yourself, the obstacles or something will push you to go through it. Like sometimes I would resist and I would not do it, but then I would get like anxiety or panic attacks or something like that, or something is going on in my life that would completely take me out of my comfort zone where I had to make changes in my life. And now I learned that it's better not to wait till those moments. It's better to go with the flow and don't resist the change, because it hurts way more when obstacles pull you out of your comfort zone.
It's so funny. And if you become spiritual at any point, you start to learn that there are like energies, you know, maybe spirit guides, maybe your ancestors, somebody is guiding you, right? Whether you think that's your higher self or God or source or the universe, they always are like, I love you, bitch. You're amazing. But like, get your shit together. You're ready for the next thing. You're ready for this. And sometimes those bad days, panic attacks, like you said, anxiety is just your subconscious saying, okay, it's time. It's time for you to learn this thing and get past this because it doesn't serve you anymore.
Yeah. At first I used to get so mad, but now like when I get those moments, now I know when and how it's happening. And I'm just like grateful to those people or those circumstances that are making me move to the next level.
Oh my God. That's the hardest thing, is when somebody is triggering you and you're like, oh man, I got to like cut this person out of my life. But you're also like, I love you. Thank you so much. Truly, truly. It's even if your paths are not meant to be going the same direction, you can still be loving and grateful for that.
So true. Yeah. Like we have to be grateful to those people who triggered us, because we wouldn't grow without them.
Exactly. Priceless.
And where can our listeners find you? Your social media? I mean, you're famous.
Well, I'm famous. So
they can find you anywhere. They hear your song every day.
Right. I know. Well, you can hear me on TV commercials. No. Queen. So Queen is Q-V-E-E-N. So I spell Queen with a V. And Herbie is H-E-R-B-Y. So Queen Herbie, at Queen Herbie on all the social medias. You can Google it. You can go to my website, queenherbie.com, where we have a bunch of interesting articles about this, some of the stuff we talked about, and then House of Herbie's dropping every Thursday. So whatever you're into, I am probably there. And we should hang out.
I forgot to mention, I love your makeup. And
oh, thank you. Yes.
How did it happen? Yes, I got it with my, you know, BoxyCharm first time. I didn't know you had a makeup line. And then I got it. I was like, oh, wow.
So incredible. Yes. I mean, I am such an entrepreneur at heart. Like, I love making things that I love to make as well, because I want to learn and I want to grow. So Queen Studio is incredible. We have like these gorgeous lip formulas. It's like the beautiful matte lipsticks that stay on all day. We have a mascara called Dragon Lash that is like mind-blowing. It's so amazing. So you can check out my makeup, Queen Studio, at the website too.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much. I'm so honored and so glad to have you as my guest.
Oh my God, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I'm so grateful for the invite.
That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB Podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB Podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde Podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.